Welcome to the Poetry Corner. Today's poet is Molly Ogan of Butte, Montana. Molly is a 17-year-old junior at Butte High. You will hear original works from Molly today, as well as some of her favorite poets. Molly won first place in Montana's Poetry Out Loud competition of 2024.
The Best Way to Get Famous is to Run Away, by Charles Bukowski. I found a loose cement slab outside the ice cream store, tossed it aside, and began to dig. The earth was soft and full of worms, and soon I was into my waist, size 36. A crowd gathered but stepped back before my shots of mud, and by the time the police came, I was in below my head, frightening gophers, eels, and finding bits of golden inlaid skull. And they asked me, "Are you looking for oil, treasure, gold, the end of China? Are you looking for love, God, a lost keychain?" And little girls dripping ice cream peered into my darkness, and a psychiatrist came, and a college professor, and a movie actress in a bikini, and a Russian spy, and a French spy, and an English spy, and a drama critic, and a bill collector, and an old girlfriend. And they all asked me, "What are you looking for?" And soon it began to rain. Atomic submarines changed course. Tuesday Weld hid behind a newspaper. Jean-Paul Sartre rolled in his sleep, and my hole filled with water. I came out black as Africa, shooting stars and epitaphs, my pockets full of lovely worms, and they took me to their jail and gave me a shower and a nice cell, rent-free. And even now, people are picketing in my cause, and I have signed contracts to appear on the stage and television, to write a guest column for the local paper and write a book and endorse some products. I have enough money to last me several years at the best hotels, and as soon as I get out of here, I'm gonna find me another loose slab and begin to dig, 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 and this time, I'm not coming back. Rain, shine, or bikini, and the reporters keep asking, "Why did you do it?" But I just light my cigarette and smile. From Tombstone as a Lonely Charm, Part 3 by D.A. Levy. If you want a revolution, return to your childhood and kick out the bottom. Don't mistake changing headlines for changes. If you want freedom, don't mistake circles for revolutions. Think in terms of living and know you are dying, and wonder why. If you want a revolution, learn to grow in spirals, always being able to return to your childhood and kick out the bottom. This is what I've been trying to say. If you attack the structure, the system, the establishment, you attack yourself. Know this, and attack if you must. Challenge yourself externally. But if you want a revolution, return to your childhood and kick out the bottom. Be able to change your internal chemistry. Walk down the street and flash lights in your head at children. This is not a game. Your childhood is the foundation of the system. Walk down the street, flash lights in your head at children, but be wary of anyone old enough to kill. Learn how to disappear before they can find you. That is, if you want to stay alive. If you want a revolution, do it together, but don't get trapped in words or systems. People are people, no matter what politics, color, or words they use, and they all have children buried in their head. If you want a revolution, grow a new mind and do it quietly, if you can. Return to your childhood and kick out the bottom, then become a being not dependent on words for seeing. Whenever you get bored, change headlines, change politics, words, change women. But if you really want a revolution, learn how to change your internal chemistry. But if you really want a revolution, learn how to change your internal chemistry, then go beyond that. Walk down the streets and flash light at yourself. City Weeds. Under the highway bridge, grass sputters in the wind, like two of my buddies smoking weed on the other side of the railroad tracks. Company owned and abandoned to winter and to the abuses of teens with time to kill. From the top of the wall, covered in paint drip phrases like, I am everything you can't control and you could know. I watch their smooth white faces turn gold in the dying sun and listen to the way the bones shake in my skull when a car passes by on the highway above me. From here, I can see the new subdivision. New. They started building it when I was 6, and it's already starting to fall apart like everything else here. Wrap around a hill of aluminum and copper tailings, tucked under a carpet of pretty green sod, smooth asphalt and west-facing shingles burning in a checkerboard pattern at my feet. Two kids playing fetch with a golden retriever puppy behind a white picket fence, and man, this must be what it's like to be God. Watching it all happen below you and feeling nothing in particular. From here, it seems funny, somehow, how I used to hike these muddy hills with my mom to make Sundays quiet, and we'd count bluebirds and make bouquets from flowering weeds and pretend to like them as much as real flowers, and I'd do my best to ignore the trash that had blown in from the highway or been dropped off by the college kids with expensive factory-built ideas, leather sandals, and white people dreadlocks. Broken bottles, hubcaps, balled-up condoms, rusty bike chains, abandoned cigarettes, and rolling papers wrapped up in the sage. Back then, Mom said that someday we'd kill each other off with the science and bombs we used to blow God out of the sky, and when that happened, the earth would reclaim it all and be beautiful again. And nobody would be around to hear the world's most perfect silence. And then when we got to the top of the hill, we'd listen to the hum of the highway and telephone wires and breathing. It was perfect. I take a seat on an old tire at the top of our hill and watch the sun go down on a city that will be golden for just a little while. Perfect for just a little while, and when it is just what it is in the light of tomorrow turning into just another today, I won't want to change a damn thing.
The Poetry Corner is produced by KBMF LP Butte in Butte, Montana. Theme music is by Ben Pickett of Butte, Montana.